There's definitely some plays out there that we needed to made, whether it's drop passes or, you know, making a better throw. And again, red zone really killed us. I mean, we moved the ball down the field and did a good job, but we just need to capitalize and score touchdowns.
It took us a while to get in a rhythm. We had to come out better. We need a better start this period. We can't get down against a good team like that. They were putting up points, and we got to do a good job putting our defense in a good situation and helping them out and putting up points as well. We got to sustain drives and not bite ourselves or shoot ourselves in the foot.
Yeah, we missed a lot of opportunities today. And that's kind of been our MO throughout the season. It just seems like you know, we have chances to do things, and you know, one guy takes his part, and that's all 11 of us. So we just got to continue to work on that. Obviously, we have a week off or the bye week, so get some time to work that through that and just come back ready for whoever the next opponent is.
It was a good time. The atmosphere was great. I think that's the biggest crowd I played in front of, 85,000. So I was really excited, but I saw a lot of Jaguar fans out there, which is, it felt good. But it was definitely exciting. It was fun to be out there.
I mean, it was a great atmosphere. Fans were into it. I thought it was great. Really neat to play in. It was just a really good experience for us.
Obviously, the weather was nice. It's cool. It's not that 90 degrees that we're used to. Fans were great. Hotels, everyone that we worked with was phenomenal. It was exciting. You know, I said this earlier to a couple guys. You know, we have to be grateful and thankful for this because, you know, for me personally, coming where I came from, there probably would have been no way I'd be overseas, be able to see the things I've seen without football. So, obviously, this is a great game, and it's allowed us to do a lot of great things, and we want to continue this.